Вариант 9. Тексты для аудирования. Сейчас вы будете выполнять задание по аудированию. Каждый текст прозвучит 2 раза. После первого и второго прослушивания у вас будет время для выполнения и проверки заданий. Все паузы включены в аудиозапись. Остановка и повторное воспроизведение аудиозаписи не предусмотрены. Задание 1. Вы 2 раза услышите 4 коротких диалога, обозначенных буквами A, B, C, D. Установите соответствие между диалогами и видом спорта, о котором беседуют говорящие в каждом из диалогов. Каждому диалогу подберите соответствующий вид спорта, обозначенный цифрами. Используйте каждый вид спорта из списка 1-5 только один раз. В задании есть один лишний вид спорта. Запишите в таблицу выбранные цифры под соответствующими буквами. У вас есть 20 секунд, чтобы ознакомиться с заданием.
Now we are ready to start. Dialogue A.
Where have you been, I wonder?
We competed on rough water. It was very interesting to race on the river with small waterfalls.
Was it dangerous?
It was. There were a lot of rocks pointing out of the water, and I had to balance my body well at all the time.
Dialogue B.
This game looks like football in the water. Are there any special rules?
It's not allowed to hold the ball under the water.
Look, one of the players is sinking another one.
I'm sure the referee will penalize this trick. Here is the whistle.
Dialogue C.
How artistic the performance is.
What elegant suits they are wearing.
And the lifts, they are amazing.
What a pity. They've fallen down. Something is wrong with the partner's bootlaces.
Dialogue D.
A clever fellow was the inventor of this game on ice.
Why do you say so?
Because a player can use his stick as a weapon in the game and as a crutch after the game is over.
And what about the goalkeeper's mask? On the one hand, it looks like a grill.
You have 20 seconds to complete the task. Now, you will listen to the dialogues again. Dialogue A.
Where have you been, I wonder?
We competed on rough water. It was very interesting to race on the river with small waterfalls.
Was it dangerous?
It was. There were a lot of rocks pointing out of the water, and I had to balance my body well at all the time.
Dialogue B.
This game looks like football in the water. Are there any special rules?
It's not allowed to hold the ball under the water.
Look, one of the players is sinking another one.
I'm sure the referee will penalize this trick. Here is the whistle.
Dialogue C.
How artistic the performance is.
What elegant suits they are wearing.
And the lifts, they are amazing.
What a pity. They've fallen down. Something is wrong with the partner's bootlaces.
Dialogue D.
A clever fellow was the inventor of this game on ice.
Why do you say so?
Because a player can use his stick as a weapon in the game and as a crutch after the game is over.
And what about the goalkeeper's mask? On the one hand, it looks like a grill.
This is the end of the task. You now have 20 seconds to check your answers.
Задание 2. Вы два раза услышите 5 высказываний, обозначенных буквами A, B, C, D, E. Установите соответствие между высказываниями и утверждениями из следующего списка. Каждому высказыванию подберите соответствующее утверждение, обозначенное цифрами. Используйте каждое утверждение из списка 1-6 только один раз. В задании есть одно лишнее утверждение. Запишите в таблицу выбранные цифры под соответствующими буквами. У вас есть 30 секунд, чтобы ознакомиться с заданием.
Now we are ready to start. A.
I went on this amazing hiking trail called the Four Winds Trail. It takes you through villages and beautiful countryside and covers the countries I've never been to before. Finland, Sweden and Norway.
B.
Oh, that's great. Even though we've got all the equipment for cooking outdoors, who can be bothered cooking every single day? The children do help, but to tell you the truth, it's not the same as a hotel with room service. But I doubt I could afford that for a fortnight.
C.
The reason why we chose the sky view was because we were determined to have a relaxing, luxurious holiday. We just wanted to have everything done for us. As for facilities, it had a lot to offer, even a private beach, and all within walking distance. You didn't have to leave the premises.
D.
We arrived last Tuesday and are going to stay for another week. The flight was super. It was my first time on a plane, and when we got there, we hired a car because we wanted to tour the whole island.
E.
Our holiday was a memorable one. It was a long voyage, but we never got bored. Every morning we'd take our breakfast on the top deck and enjoy the breeze. We'd spend the rest of the day sunbathing or at the gym.
You have 30 seconds to complete the task. Now, you will hear the texts again. A.
I went on this amazing hiking trail called the Four Winds Trail. It takes you through villages and beautiful countryside and covers the countries I've never been to before. Finland, Sweden and Norway.
B.
Oh, that's great. Even though we've got all the equipment for cooking outdoors, who can be bothered cooking every single day? The children do help, but to tell you the truth, it's not the same as a hotel with room service. But I doubt I could afford that for a fortnight.
C.
The reason why we chose the sky view was because we were determined to have a relaxing, luxurious holiday. We just wanted to have everything done for us. As for facilities, it had a lot to offer, even a private beach, and all within walking distance. You didn't have to leave the premises.
D.
We arrived last Tuesday and are going to stay for another week. The flight was super. It was my first time on a plane, and when we got there, we hired a car because we wanted to tour the whole island.
E.
Our holiday was a memorable one. It was a long voyage, but we never got bored. Every morning we'd take our breakfast on the top deck and enjoy the breeze. We'd spend the rest of the day sunbathing or at the gym.
This is the end of the task. You now have 20 seconds to check your answers.
Задание 3.8. Вы услышите разговор мамы с дочерью. В заданиях 3.8 в поле ответа запишите одну цифру, которая соответствует номеру правильного ответа. Вы услышите запись дважды. У вас есть 60 секунд, чтобы ознакомиться с заданиями.
Now we are ready to start.
Hurry up, our ship sails in 20 minutes.
Wow, how huge the ship is. I can't really imagine how many passengers are on board now.
About 300 passengers with us.
Do you expect so many people to be on board?
Sure, these ships are often filled to capacity in July when the weather is hot and the sea is calm.
I suggest we go on the upper deck after we find our cabin. We will have more fun there.
You are right. There is a swimming pool there, deck chairs to sunbathe, and a small tennis court. By the way, the view will be fantastic.
Will we see the dolphins? Can I feed the seagulls?
Of course, when we are in the open sea. The voyage takes all day long. We arrive at 5:30 p.m.
That gives us 3.5 hours to spend in Cairo.
But that will be enough to see the pyramids. They are lit and look magnificent. On our way back in 5 days, we'll be able to visit Cairo's Museum of History and its famous markets.
What are we going to do when we're back on board?
We'll enjoy our late dinner. The food served on the ship is tasty and the prices are reasonable.
You know that I never go to bed before 12 o'clock, so what shall I do?
The ship sleeps only for a short time. If you are not tired, you'll join the disco.
There goes the whistle. We are off on a pleasant voyage.
The voyage is sure to be delightful. A lot of surprises are waiting for you.
You have 20 seconds to complete the task. Now, you will listen to the dialogue again.
Hurry up, our ship sails in 20 minutes.
Wow, how huge the ship is. I can't really imagine how many passengers are on board now.
About 300 passengers with us.
Do you expect so many people to be on board?
Sure, these ships are often filled to capacity in July when the weather is hot and the sea is calm.
I suggest we go on the upper deck after we find our cabin. We will have more fun there.
You are right. There is a swimming pool there, deck chairs to sunbathe, and a small tennis court. By the way, the view will be fantastic.
Will we see the dolphins? Can I feed the seagulls?
Of course, when we are in the open sea. The voyage takes all day long. We arrive at 5:30 p.m.
That gives us 3.5 hours to spend in Cairo.
But that will be enough to see the pyramids. They are lit and look magnificent. On our way back in 5 days, we'll be able to visit Cairo's Museum of History and its famous markets.
What are we going to do when we're back on board?
We'll enjoy our late dinner. The food served on the ship is tasty and the prices are reasonable.
You know that I never go to bed before 12 o'clock, so what shall I do?
The ship sleeps only for a short time. If you are not tired, you'll join the disco.
There goes the whistle. We are off on a pleasant voyage.
The voyage is sure to be delightful. A lot of surprises are waiting for you.
This is the end of the task. You now have 20 seconds to check your answers. This is the end of the listening test.